All right, 1380 WPHM. Tuesdays around this time is when we talk travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought Cindy Vesna with you again from Delta Vacation. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, let's talk about Cancun today.
Let's talk about Cancun because, man, it's my favorite spot to go because it's a 3-hour nonstop flight on Delta.
Get there quick.
And, you know, you could go for the weekend. If you're looking for that weekend getaway and you just want to go and relax, I'm not saying go to Chicago, New York City, something like that. This is to go and relax. Cancun is a great destination for that. 3 hours nonstop from Detroit.
Yeah, that's a nice way to go.
Right now, Delta Vacations, in our office, since we are one of the Diamond Preferred agencies with Delta Vacations, we can offer our guests some bonus discounts. You can get up to $100, up to $250 off for select hotels in the Cancun, Mexico area. So we've got this promotion running, and what I love about it is that I can say I can get you a little bit better deal using nonstop flights. Why not? It's the best way to do it. And you can put it together a package and make payments on it if you need to instead of having to pay for everything in full. But you have to book this deal by June 2nd.
Okay.
June 2nd it ends. So, Cindy, tell us about the hotels and what you think.
Sure. I do want to just mention, Deanne, so people understand, yes, because of your partnership and your education level and your quality of service to your customers, you are a Diamond account for us, and we do have this great bonus for you. So, yeah, all you listeners, take advantage of it. One of my very favorite is Cancun, and I just don't get it. It's so easy. We're talking about the 3-hour trip. Yeah. I mean, high season, we have 3 and 4 flights a day. Some people head to the Mayan Riviera. Some head to Cancun.
Now there's a new area. Playa Mujeres.
I'm going to throw that in.
Yeah. Okay. What's that?
So when you hit the airport, you can head one way to Cancun and one way to
Riviera Maya,
but there's a new highway that goes around the Cancun area and takes you to Playa Mujeres. Playa means beach. It's the beach of women, and the reason it's Playa Mujeres is because we also have an island off the coast of Cancun called Isla Mujeres. Isla Mujeres is really interesting as well. Drive your golf carts around.
I love that place.
I love that place. Great swimming, beach, snorkeling. A lot of the boats that go for trips leave Cancun and go to Isla Mujeres for the day. So that area is, to me, sizzling hot, and primarily because of the beach area. So I'm just going to talk quickly about first Playa Mujeres and the difference. The difference there is it's a newer area, so the hotels there are very new. It's not as developed as the Cancun area. It doesn't have exactly the same beaches. Good beaches,
beautiful,
but not the Cancun beaches. Now, what does that mean to most people? Well, being in the industry as I have been, Cancun is one of the first destinations that were developed. They picked the best spot and the best beaches, and that's why Cancun became what it was. Now people go, oh yeah, been to Cancun, been there 25 years ago. Well, let me tell you what, the beaches haven't changed.
They're better.
It's still the coolest spot to be. You can walk the beach for miles. You don't have just a certain size beach to go. And what's so cool about it, it is totally redeveloped. Right now, in Cancun, a lot of the older hotels have been, well, completely renovated. They've maybe changed names. Torn down and rebuilt. And a lot of the smaller hotels have turned into these ultra shishi beach hotels. Very boutique, almost like a Cabo hotels.
Yes,
you know, it's becoming into that trend. Now, just to put it in perspective, I always think of the Miami Beach.
Yes.
Okay, Miami Beach, one of the oldest beaches there. Boy, what was I thinking? Why didn't I buy property back then? okay, so Miami Beach was all that and a bag of chips and kind of went south, right? Things yeah. got old. People had been there. They got the T-shirt. What happened? They reinvented themselves. Boom. Here we have a Miami Beach that is stellar. I mean, the world is coming to Miami Beach, which is amazing. Same with Clearwater Beach. That's another spot where my mother and father used to go to Clearwater Beach. We have amazing array of hotels in both of those destinations, Deanne, that I know you sell all day long.
Yeah, they're great locations. They're, again, quick flights. But very, very chic now. It's just becoming up and coming again.
Yeah, and that's why I want to put that in perspective with Cancun. That's what's happened there. You know, you can walk out to the front of your hotel and get on a bus in Cancun. I think it's still a dollar. Yeah. And you could take the bus up to any of the restaurants, the shopping districts. Heck, you could take a bus up to Walmart if you wanted to.
Even if you're staying in an all-inclusive, don't get tied into that. Just because if you're in Cancun and you're going out, try a restaurant. The restaurants are amazing.
Yeah.
When I'm in the Riviera Maya, I always go into the little town of Playa del Carmen. I love a Mexican restaurant there, and I go there because they have the best Mexican restaurant.
And that's what we've talked about before on shows, Deanne. You know, people want to go to a certain spot so that they can relax, rest, not worry about the all, you know, all inclusive. Mm-hmm. You have your automatic price points. You can sit there. You can take a little tour if you want to. But for me, I just love going to these hotels like you and going out and trying the fresh catch fish of the day, going to the small restaurants, going to the shops around the town. I just love to walk it. I love Cancun.
Yeah.
And so much available for you to go to in Cancun, the places that I mentioned previously.
In the hotels, there's so many adults only as well as family resorts.
Yeah.
They have the singles like the Hard Rock. They've got the Secrets, you know, right on the beach. But then, again, there are some that are not all-inclusive. But sometimes the price point still comes out. The all-inclusive is a better price. Don't panic. You can leave, and you can come back, mm-hmm. and you can eat off the property. And now this Playa Mujeres area, which I love about this, is they have a marina right in Playa Mujeres, which takes you on those boat rides, catamarans, out to Isla Mujeres, or just out for the day snorkeling. That you don't have to drive far, like to the Mayan Riviera. They are now producing all this stuff up there, which is all newer product. More things, and the marina is fabulous. It's just a fun place to go to see all the boats. But then in Playa Mujeres, they have all the hotels you're used to, the Secrets, the Dreams, the Palladiums. All those properties are up there. The Rios are there, and it really is becoming the next best thing.
It is, and you know, Deanne, one of the things we didn't mention is when you go off site to these restaurants, it's really inexpensive.
Oh, yeah.
The food in these restaurants are really inexpensive. You might look at a place and go, oh, that might be over my budget. I don't think so. Go in there and check it out. It's amazing. And another thing just about Mexico, we're on third generation of people servicing American clients. That is not something that you learn on some of these islands, which are third world or just so up and coming. These people have been in the industry to service us since high school. They've taught them.
Yeah.
And they depend on us because that's their bread and butter. Mm-hmm. They want to please us. So I definitely, that's if I were to jump and want to go somewhere for a week, I'd be on a plane to Cancun I need to chill.
Well, if somebody wants to plan that vacation to Cancun, what do they need to do?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.